The government has answered local council calls they be given more powers to stamp out gaming machine or so-called herna bars across the country. Proposed legal changes seek to put some order into a chaotic and poorly regulated multi-billion crown sector, which many suspect is a front for criminal activity and money laundering. Chris Johnston reports.
Vláda České republiky schválila novelu zákona, který se mění zákon o loteriích.
Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas announcing on Wednesday a government amendment aimed at creating some order on the ground and in the legislative books regarding the booming betting market. Simply put, the main plank of the amendment will give councils full powers to regulate gaming machines instead of the inadequate partial powers they had before. Previously, councils could only regulate fruit machines or so-called one-armed bandits, and not their ever more popular successors, video gaming terminals. The amendment, which has been welcomed by town and local councils, still has to wind its way through Parliament, but the Ministry of Finance is confident it can become law in January next year. Changes also took aim at other parts of the haphazardly regulated betting industry in the Czech Republic. Those steps have been welcomed by the big betting companies as a move to tackle the illegal betting sector, which is eating into their profits. They say, for example, that illegal sports betting now accounts for between a third and half of their legal business, totaling 12 billion crowns a year. Marek Herman is the spokesman for the association representing the big betting companies, such as Fortuna, Schanzer and Tipsport.
The new government law is a good signal that the Ministry of Finance considers that the situation in our business is very serious and that needs a solution. It's a very important signal. What I appreciate is that poker game will be regulated by the law. It's the most important thing.
Poker sessions, sometimes for big stakes, have taken off in the Czech Republic thanks to a loophole allowing associations to stage them as long as they have been registered at the Interior Ministry. Mr. Herman again.
In the last 2 years, it was a dramatic progress in terms of poker games. Our estimation is that started to play poker between 150 and 200,000 people, which is an enormous number of people.
Under the proposed government amendment, poker will be labelled as a game of chance. Games will only be allowed in casinos, and organisers will have to be properly registered companies. But the above-board and legal part of what in 2008 was a 128 billion crown, $7 billion, a year betting industry, says the steps to combat their illegal competition do not go far enough. In particular, they complain that foreign-based companies offering online betting are not dealt with. The Czech government says Wednesday's move was just its opening bid. The finance ministry, which has highlighted the danger of organised crime having a slice of the betting market, has been charged with coming up with its full hand in the form of a new law by the start of 2012.
Many thanks to Chris Johnston.